And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is the Witch Doctors. Hey, you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should point out that is the Gnarly Wave Volume 1 surf punk stuff from Bongo Boy Records. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
I'm going to have to find a quicker way of saying that.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so all the bands you can hear underneath us right now, I mean, there'll be three in this section, I should think. Are available on the Gnarly Wave compilation, but I am just going to start calling it Gnarly Wave, I think.
I think that would be sensible. Gnarly would maybe be a bit too short.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, that was... Now, I've called them The Witch Doctors, Tony. It might be Witch Doctors.
Ooh.
I'm doing it again, aren't I? I'm messing about with the thes, and I'm not talking about the Soul Miners. That was a track called Jack Hammer from Witch Doctors' latest album, Voodoo Eye, which is just nothing short of brilliant.
Okay.
Absolutely great album. All the way from South London, we believe, don't we, Witch Doctors? See, I'm now just calling them Witch Doctors, like they were never the Witch Doctors.
Right.
Point is, Tony, what's their Facebook page? It's one of two, I'll give you that clue.
Facebook.com/ The Witch Doctors.
Facebook.com/ Witch Doctors.
course, yeah.
Hard luck. Oh, well. Probably being in step one, Tony Neal. I suspect they are witch doctors, but, you know, it's one of those things, isn't it? Everything gets sent through. Labels never even know.
Mm.
They always go, oh, it's this or it's that or whatever. But anyway, they're somewhere between the witch doctors and witch doctors. It would help if they just moved to Yorkshire, because then they could be witch doctors. It'd be sorted out. Except that would look like Twitch doctors.
Yeah.
I haven't thought any of this through.
Okay.
We'll be playing more from them in future weeks. I think that's the fourth track we've played off that album already, Tony.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's really, really good. Now, you might be aware, Tony, that if you've been listening to the shows we make ourselves, and we do occasionally, that I've been threatening people that if they didn't send me their jokes or poems in, I'd be forced to start reading from my back catalogue.
You did?
I did. And I've not had anything. So if you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. If you have a joke, do the same thing, but title the email Comedy Suburbs. It's that easy. And what we're doing this week, Tony, now, you will be relieved to hear that I didn't have to go through all of my back catalogue to find the poems, because when I was a much younger man, when I was writing poetry, pretty much the ages of about 13 and 20. So all of this is from a long, long time ago.
Okay.
What I did was I wrote everything down in Woolworths exercise books, and every time I'd filled up three Woolworths exercise books, or even four Woolworths exercise books, I revisited my work, and with a fourth or fifth Woolworths exercise book, I did a compilation of my own poetry, an anthology, if you will, of my greatest hits.
Wow.
Right, I know, it really anal, right? But so I've got in front of me volume 1, volume 2 and volume 3, and controversially this week I'm going straight to volume 3, so I suspect that I wrote the following poem when I was about 18 years old.
Okay.
Alright.
Yep.
The Farmer's Lament. And I warn you, if you don't send me your jokes and poems, this is going to keep happening. Alright. The Farmer's Lament. This is quite it's quite deep, this one. Alright.
Alright, okay.
I loved the way you drove my plough. You kept it going, I don't know how. You chewed the cud with measured jaw. You knew I had but little straw. And so you made the fodder last and got the work done very fast. I loved the sweep of your huge horns. I loved you trampling down my corn. I loved the way you made the udders of my cows begin to shudder. I wish you never caught the pox. I loved you like no other ox.
That's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sadly, there is a lot more where that came from. So if you don't send me your jokes and poems, you're going to get a poem a week from my teenage years. It could be that you want that.
People might.
I very much doubt it. Right, so we're going to play two songs in a row now. That you can at least trust.
Excellent.
Excellent indeed, Tony. So first up, a band from Southern Finland that, again, we've played on the show before. Have we played every band on the show before? No, we haven't. There's one that we haven't this week.
Okay.
That's exciting. And it'll be coming up in the second half of the show. And it's different from everything else. And I'm already laughing about it. It doesn't matter. Two songs in a row. First up, Rattle Plague, all the way from Southern Finland, Tony. This is, I don't know how they describe themselves. I'd call them hardcore cock rock.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but I doubt anyone else ever has. And then after them, you'll be hearing from the Drunk Nuns. And we love the Drunk Nuns. We'll be talking about them after we've heard these two tracks in a row. First up, Tony, what I want to know is, what is Rattle Plague's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Rattle Plague.
SoundCloud.com/Rattle Plague-official. SoundCloud.com/Rattle Plague-official. RattlePlague-official. OFFICIAL. Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony Neal. Stay tuned for the Drunk Nun straight after this, but first up, this is Hollywood Diabolical. We'll be right back.
face.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Drunk Nuns and Better Luck Next Time, which now, is that the? I think that's the first track on their latest album. It's a really, really good album. I know I say that about everything we play, but it is. It's a really, really good album. You can find out more about them by going via their Bandcamp page, Tony, which is?
TheDrunkNuns.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wan, Paulie B and Internet 2. And that was, as I say, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, my friend.
Ooh.
Yeah. So have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what have you got?
Right, yeah, so thanks for your Facebook comments. If you have Facebook, do go there. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio or just search Punky Radio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. We do like to hear from you. Fatboy's been in touch.
Has he now?
I think he might have been on the beer a little bit.
I imagine this will be another nice message.
Oh, yes, he says, the shit I had to put up with from you two goth-loving jizz junkies.
Now, why do you think beer might have been involved?
Because late.
Did you look at the time of the message?
It was about 11:30 at night.
Oh, very good.
And then, and he responded quite quickly, as did you.
Yes.
You said, I only like the goth. I can't speak for Tony. He did come back saying, only because you got your mouth full. You said you get on podcasts with comments like that, and you're not wrong. Yeah, it was about midnight, I think, by the time of this. I think he had a beer. I think he had a beer.
Yeah. I'm not sure why you thought I'd have a mouthful of goth.
No.
Perhaps I've understood. Yeah, or misunderstood, maybe. Should I say. Mm. I didn't even understand that.
Well, thanks, Fat Boy.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fat Boy. You're a lovely man.
Yeah.
And the best of luck with the weight loss.
Here you go. Graham's been in touch.
Hi, Graham.
In reference to last week's comment from Seth Ye Cat Milker, he did suggest, wouldn't the son of a cat milker be Nathan Ye Cat Milker, Kitten Milker? And Seth Ye Cat Milker did respond saying he is lactose boy, so that has cleared that up.
He is lactose boy.
Thank you. That's it. So yeah, nice.
I do like the fact that even though Graham doesn't want me to kill cuddly animals, he's quite happy for us to milk the buggery out of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, milking's always quite pleasant, isn't it?
Why, Tony? Have you ever been milked?
I enjoy good milk.
Do you now?
An attempted milk?
There used to be a fantastic website once upon a time that was kind of, it was vaguely porny, but it wasn't really porny. And it was called Man Milk or Moo Milk. Did we ever talk about it?
No.
It was photographs of women's faces, and you had to click whether it was milk or man milk. Right? And it was really funny because a lot of them were just milk.
Right, okay.
It was great. It was a really good fun website. It was like, because it wasn't actually, because anyone can view it, because as far as anyone was concerned, you'd say it was just women with stuff on their faces.
Mm.
It wasn't porn. Yeah. But it was, and my ex-wife sent me the link.
There you go.
Yeah. Not recently, I mean, sorry, it's 8 or 9 years ago. Yeah. Man milk or moo milk.
Excellent.
Yeah. Imagine. I wonder if it's still there.
Let's give it a Google. Must still be there.
You'd like to give it a Google, would you?
I'll give it a Google and then I'll give it a milk.
Tony, we've got to move on.
Okay. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
You made me laugh there quite a lot. Right, so I do seem to be threatening quite a lot this week. The next track I've been threatening to play for a while is by Faintest Idea on their latest album, Increasing the Minimum Rage, of which we have played lots of. But this is the last track on it. It's a little bit longer than tracks we would normally play, which is why I've held back so far. It is nearly 5 minutes long, but I think it's worth it, and I want you to hear all 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's the last track on the album. Faintest Idea, Tony, all the way from King's Lynn.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Ska punk oi, all the way from King's Lynn. Be precise. And one of our favourite bands of recent years, I think.
We've played quite a bit. I think we even play them the best of, I think.
I think we did play them on the best of, and they are one of, in my opinion, one of the best bands in the TNS stable.
Excellent.
What is, however, their Facebook page?
facebook.com/faintestidea.
facebook.com/thefaintestidea. Ha! No. Yeah, you're right. facebook.com/faintestidea. Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 2, and this is the quite brilliant Tightrope.
I said there may be power in numbers, but I see the power corrupt. The sands of time keep moving ever closer to erupt. I said there may be power in numbers, but I see the power corrupt. And then we say, said there may be power in numbers, but I see the power corrupt. The sands of time keep moving ever closer to erupt. There may be power in numbers, but I see the power corrupt. And then we say, seconds is it down, and we all just getting spoke. The stage has been set and all them seats have been sold. And the public always gets what a public always was. Said the crowd turns silent, nobody makes a sound. We climb the high wire and get up, don't look down. Because this whole fucking show is being run by the clowns who piss it up to fall down.
They need power in numbers. Power corrupts. The sands of time keep moving ever closer to erupt.
We keep repeating this performance time and time again. From the high wire straight into the lion's den. And you know we ain't got no safety net. The crowd turns violent, they scream out for more. There won't be a piece of blood spills on the floor. Make no mistake, man, this is an all-out war. So which side are you for?
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'll tell you what, I'm putting this down to Cloudy Lemonade.
Oh, right, okay.
You got an opinion about Cloudy Lemonade?
As long as it's not too sour.
Right, see, I like it. I do go down that road. I go down the sour rather than sweet road, as a rule. And I've got half a pint of Cloudy Lemonade next to me. I had a big glug on that before I started talking, and quite clearly, Cloudy Lemonade can have a similar effect on me to cinnamon gum.
Oh, dear.
And I haven't forgotten Timo Schmidt about the cinnamon gum. Judgmental is going to make a return.
Excellent.
All right. That was Faintest Idea and Tightrope. Really, really nice bit of... That's the ska end of it, rather than the punk end of it there, as you obviously just heard. Brilliant song. Really, really like the band. Would love to see them live, which... I should have done by now.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll catch him soon. Anyway, make sure you do check out the Facebook page and buy their stuff.
Excellent.
Tony, did you do anything last week?
I had my first band practice with Carl.
Right, how did that go?
It went well. It was a bit odd. We practiced at the Doghouse, which is now... It used to be kind of an old... almost like cinema in St. Enton. It's moved down the road. It's now in a pub. So we... The practice room was on the stage, which was odd.
Yeah.
Our first practice was on a stage, so it was a bit awkward in terms of setup. Because normally in a practice room, you're in a room and you can hear it, it's got a PA in it, and it sounds all right. But on a stage, stage is not a good sound.
Right, okay.
To be on. But, yeah, it was good. It was his first drumming for a long time. It took us about an hour to get into it. But by the end, yeah, we'd got a groove on. Right, frankly, at the end of it, we got it clear what kind of thing we wanted to do. We played a few ideas around, and it's going to work.
And it was fast.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Very
kind of
important.
Like punky rock and roll kind of a sound at the minute.
Totally, I'm loving it already.
Yeah.
And that's exactly as we discussed. That's exactly the kind of thing that I want to go for our own side project from your band that hasn't happened yet. So maybe I just need to show up.
Maybe.
Maybe I won't. I mean, I won't disappoint. Because what I'll be doing will be very simple. I'll be playing on one string.
That's all you need.
I can handle that.
I could get away with two or three.
And yeah, I know. You do two or three really well. I do one, pretty basic.
Yeah.
But I think that could be a good hook for the band, that there's one bloke in it who's useless. Right. Anyway, yeah. So, best of luck with it. Let me know how it goes, because I know you were hoping that there might have been a bass player there as well.
Yeah, he didn't turn up this week.
All right. Well, what I did last week, Tony, I did my show in Hitchin and my show in Oslo.
Of course you did. How was it?
Between my show in Hitchin and my show in Oslo, I had to get to Oslo. And what I did this time was I drove to Stansted Airport in the early hours of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I exploited their escape lounge. I paid £18 for all I could drink and eat between when I got there and when the plane left.
Blimey.
And I did eat and drink everything I could. I quite surprised them.
So what time did you get there? What time did you finish?
Well, I walked in there about 5:30.
Okay.
And I left there about 8:00.
Ooh, nice.
So in 2.5 hours, I had a selection of meats and cheeses, a bowl of bran flakes, a glass of orange juice, a bottle of mineral water, a sausage bap, some delicious pastries. Oh, yeah, and 3 vodka and tonics and 2 Bloody Marys.
Blimey.
And a banana.
Well, you've got to have a banana.
If I'd had 2 more Bloody Marys, I'd have done my 5 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And then I woke up in Oslo. Basically, I sort of stumbled down to the gate, somehow got on the plane, sat down, heard some woman say something about a life jacket, and then woke up as the plane landed.
Wicked.
Oh, that was great.
Best flight ever.
It was possibly. Up there. It was one that even you could have enjoyed, Tony.
It sounds good to me.
I strongly recommend that should you ever fly again, you do it like that.
What's it called? Escape what?
The Escape Lounge.
Escape Lounge.
Yeah. And the gig in Hitchin on the Friday night was marred by the fact that the sound man's car broke down and he didn't bother to tell anyone at all. He set the room up, but the sound kit was all locked up. So we had to do the first half just with the lights on, shouting.
Oh.
And then he showed up at half time and sorted it all out. It was all fine.
Okay.
And then we got to Oslo for the first one of the new season, and it was packed, and it was brilliant, and it was great. And I had twice as many comedians as I was expecting, because there was a US comic over who came down to do a guest set, and a comic from the UK called Joseph Wilson, who was in town as well, and they both came down, so the audience had just had a right treat. because rather than getting two acts doing half an hour each, they got four really good acts doing 15 minutes each.
Okay.
And me.
Did you two sets again, or two nights?
Two shows. No, I just did one show.
Okay.
And when we did a game that I played with them called Heads and Tails at the start of the second half, we had Princess Diana in the crowd.
Oh, lovely. That's what she is.
It was great. And she won. And when I handed her the 100 kroner, I said, I hope you're going to give this to help victims of landmines. And everyone was laughing. And she said, yes, of course. Right. It was basically this woman who had a royal blue dress on that was quite Princess Diana-y. She didn't look, facially she wasn't like Princess Diana, so it was kind of, and it is a, it's a bit of a fourth wall thing that when you're a stand-up comic, you really should never criticise or make fun of clothes women are wearing in the crowd. It does not go down well.
Mm.
But this one was judged to be all right, and just she pissed herself when everyone pissed herself when I said Princess Diana, so it was fine.
Okay.
So it was fine. And I had a cracking time. So yeah, that's actually quite a boring story. So best then, Tony, that we do From the Vaults.
All right.
Half past show, and From the Vaults this week, I thought I'd pick one of these new young bands that you don't, that you always hope you'll hear about, but often don't, a band called The Exploited, Tony.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so go all the way back to 1979, all the way from Edinburgh, with Watty up front. Watty had a heart attack 2 years ago, but he's all right now, as far as I know. The latest incarnation of The Exploited features Irish Rob, who is a bloke I know from Bannerman's in Edinburgh.
Oh, right.
And he is, I think, their 85th bass player or something.
Blimey.
And they're great. And I've got an Exploited complete punk singles collection that came out on Captain Oi Records 6 or 7 years ago, I think. It's absolutely great. It's got 28 tracks on it, including a couple we've played before, and this one.
Right.
What is The Exploited's website, Tony?
TheExploited.co.uk?
The-exploited.net or the-exploited.net, and there is no newer information than 2015 on it, so I don't think they've done very much recently, shall we say.
Okay.
But there's still lots about them there. Paulie Beans at 3, Tony 2, this is The Quite Marvellous. What are you going to do?
What are you doing tonight, Tony? What you gonna do? 1, 2, 3, 4! What you gonna do? The last go out. What you gonna do? Just give a shout. What you gonna do? Let our fight. Are you gonna run? I wish we'd have lied. What you gonna do? Talking to you. What you gonna do? If you found it tonight. That's your lot, it's your fault. You've got in the ring. Now you've got the members living in sand. What you gonna do? Talking to you. What you gonna do? The people need you tonight. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 what you gonna do?
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Exploited. What are you going to do? As I say, they need very little introduction. They are one of the finest, best known punk bands. Well, kind of that second wave of punk rather than the original ones that came out very late 70s, early 80s, and continues to this day, and I'm very pleased for them. They were kind of in the same gang as UK Subs, I suppose.
Right, okay, yeah.
It was like that. So they weren't the first round, they were the second round. This lot were actually the really dressy lot. These were the ones that had mohawks.
Right, okay.
Because the first lot of punks didn't, you know, but then the second lot went with the mohawks. I think I'm fairly accurate there.
Right.
I think so. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Yep. Thanks for your gigs. If you do want me to do a gig out, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. It's international gig guide, so it doesn't have to be in the UK, and we don't tend to feature the same venues every week because we don't want to ruin them. So do email me. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Iron Mike,
aka Mike Pashler, and
he says
hi to me. Not sure if this needs to be announced this week or next. I'll leave it up to you to decide. This week will be fine. We recorded last week's show a little bit early, so it came through too late, but we've got time. So Crash Induction are playing the King Billy in Northampton on Wednesday night.
I've been there.
Have you?
That's where I went to see Bleach Boys there.
Ah, okay.
I make a point of only watching Bleach Boys not in the town they're from.
Is that when you went up with them?
Yeah. Okay. That is indeed when I went up with them, yeah.
On the little rockumentary tour.
Oh yeah, it was the rockumentary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was appalling.
it's an original band night, also featuring headliners Hell's Gazelles, and it's free entry. So it's 8:30. Crash Induction aren't on until 9:30. They're playing an original set and also trying to sell the remaining copies of their EP. Can you check that out? King Billy, Northampton, this Wednesday.
Yeah. So what day is that? 15th?
The 14th.
14th. That's the 14th, right. Yeah, if you're in the environs of the King Billy, get down there and say hello to Crash Induction from us if you do.
Is it recommended venue? Is it good?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Really, really good venue. Beer's cheap.
Even better.
Yeah. That's a real selling point for me.
That's it though for me, the gigs.
Well, Tony, that's not the end of the gigs though, because you know what? I have picked a gig in the world, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So let's hear.
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I'm proud of that.
And you should be as well.
And I've not let us down again, Tony. We've had the Peruvian nonsense. We've had me just finding things straight away. And this week, Tony, what with me possibly being in Berlin next week.
Oh, beautiful.
I thought I'd look for some punk rock in Berlin this week. And at So 36, Tony, one of Berlin's premier punk rock establishments. Website so36.de, and on Thursday the 15th of September, this week in other words, they've got the Buzzcocks Band.
Oh, beautiful.
I know, fantastic. It didn't take me long. I just typed in punk rock Berlin and the date and just got it. I was going, oh, that's perfect. They have other gigs on this week, including Pansy and the House of presents Beyonce, which is a drag queen tribute to Beyonce, and then on the 17th, Triumph of Voting, 18th, Cafe Fatal, on the 19th, Roller Disco, and the 21st, when I will be there, Angelic Upstarts. So I am mentioning the Buzzcocks, but they've got a good week of stuff coming up. So I might even get to see Angelic Upstarts next week. That's very exciting.
Brilliant.
I know.
Lucky.
How about
boy.
That?
Berlin.
Yeah. So if you're in the Berlin area and you fancy seeing some punk, some classic punk rock, you go and see the Buzzcocks on Thursday.
Very nice.
And that concludes
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I am stupidly proud of that. Yeah. But that means the whole section that now actually concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. I like that bit. There's lots of singing in that bit now.
It is very singy heavy.
It's very singy. Now we're going to play another track, Tony.
All right.
This is in terms of, and now for something completely different. This is completely different.
Okay.
Now, you may remember a few months back, I started championing a band that weren't going anymore called Tiger.
Yes.
Right. And Tiger were at the arse end of Britpop and only really existed for a couple of years had a number of singles out and two albums. And I wanted, as a completist, I wanted to get all their stuff. I couldn't get all of their stuff. And I thought, I've got a great idea. I'll just find the lead singer and ask him. So I found the lead singer on Facebook and I asked him. And now me and him, are kind of, it's really nice, actually. We've kind of built up an internet relationship.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Right? And he's now performing independently. I can't remember whether he's now Kentish or Sussexy.
Right.
He's one of the two. I think they were the Great Missenden Sound, if I'm not wrong, Tiger. But then he moved, and I can't remember whether it's Kent or Sussex. But anyway, he's moved down there somewhere, and he is now performing as the Magic Wizard.
Right, okay.
Right. And this is the second track the Magic Wizard has published on that there internet. The first one could not be played on Punky Radio.
Right.
Right. It was too poppy.
Okay.
However, I want it on Punky Radio because it's got that, it's got a nice bunch of weirdness about it. I can tell you in advance, Fatboy's going to hate it.
Look out for more abuse this week.
But he has heard The Exploited, so he can shut up. However, I think the rest of you are going to like this. It's, I don't know what to say. I mean, because we had that thing a year or two ago as well, didn't we, when I started going on about the Thompson Twins. This has got a Thompson Twinsy feel to it. Basically, Tony, this is not something we'd normally play on Punky, but I'm not going to apologise for it because I think it's really good.
Okay.
All right. So you can actually hear this song at the Magic Wizard's website, which is
magicwizard.co.uk.
No, I have cheated a bit because he hasn't set it up yet, but you can get it via danlaidler.com. danlaidler.com. And that makes it probably be Internet 4, Tony 2. And this is the rather remarkable Starbrush Gene.
Strain my mind.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Magic Wizard and Starbrush Gene. And Tony, I know you weren't expecting that.
I was not.
No, you weren't. I have suggested to the Magic Wizard that on the next track he does, he puts some really heavy fuzzed up guitars on it.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it would... In fact, I think if he went in and remixed Starbrush Gene and just put some heavy fuzzed up guitars on it, it would be rocking good news. Yeah. So, anyway, thank you very much, The Magic Wizard. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
We've got Steph's mum over.
Right.
Kind of for the next couple of weeks. So my week is kind of unknown, but it might be quite touristy heavy. We might go to the caves. I've never done the caves.
Oh,
I've lived in Nottingham forever. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. I'll know more next week when I've done it. But yeah, so I'll be touristing, I think.
Is she staying with you?
She's not. A couple of miles away.
Is that because she doesn't like her future son-in-law?
Possibly.
Right.
No, I think when you stay with people, I think it kind of, you sometimes get carried along with what they're doing. And I think she
I agree entirely. Yeah. I think what she's doing, my dad's exactly the same. My dad doesn't like staying at other people's houses.
Yeah. Especially for a few days, all right, but I think she's over for 2 weeks, so
right.
She's in West Bridgeford, just far enough away she can get into town, and Bridgeford's nice.
Yeah, and leafy.
It's very leafy.
It's a leafy suburb.
Quite potholy, you know.
Is it quite potholy?
Disappointed.
Oh.
Just saying.
I might have had a bit of a mare. Did I tell you that I've got a new car?
I saw you selling the old one, and you said you got a new one. I didn't know.
I sold my car for £250.
Yeah,
believe it. I just don't understand how a car can be £250. I thought the stereo is £50. All these component parts. How can it only be £250? But that was the book price. That's what he went for. It's gone to a very good home, Mike the Chef. I picked up another car, and I always have Fords really, and I got a Peugeot 307, and I think I've already blown the exhaust.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. I'll find out in the next few days. Anyway, never mind about that. I've got something rather rocking this week, Tony.
Okay.
The start of my new stand-up comedy show in Nottingham, the Last Minute Comedy Club at the Castle Pub, opposite the Robin Hood statue in the shadow of the castle. If you want touristy, Tony, it's right there.
It's a beautiful location.
It is a wonderful location. It's a great pub, and I've got a great lineup featuring Nick Coppin and Sully O'Sullivan. It's £10 to get in, and you can find out more via lastminutecomedy.com. And you can buy advance tickets.
Excellent.
Yeah. And you get those via the website and all that. And it's going to be brilliant. And doors open 7:30, show starts 8:30. And I will be there loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it like that. And you'll get a full report next week.
It's good. And it's just, you're not in the centre of town. So you're just slightly off centre. But the castle surroundings and you've got the trip down the road. You can make your way there nicely.
It's a touristy, beautiful, pedestrian area of natural beauty.
Good, it's good, good, good. I will try and make it along. If I can, I will make it. If not, I will definitely make it to the next one.
I understand that you need to take German women into caves.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
What better way to advertise the gig in Nottingham this Thursday than by playing two bands in a row from Nottingham?
Good idea.
Both we played recently, one of which we played very recently. But Death Party UK, Tony, they just keep bringing out new singles.
Right.
So stay tuned for them and their latest single. We'll be talking about them after we've heard, first of all, from You Want Fox, Tony.
Right, the show.
Like a phoenix from the ashes of the Smears. Two out of three of them, but two out of three ain't bad. Nat and Colin.
Mm-hmm.
And now two-piece girl garage grunge outfit with pop overtones. It's all there.
It is.
And this is a track from their latest album, their first album, You Can't Sit With Us. Absolutely brilliant song, Tony. Absolutely brilliant band. What I want to know, though, Tony, is, and Colin is threatening to come along to the comedy show on Thursday.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Which, let's see if she does or not. It might be that I'm just playing these songs as she does. You never know. It's great, this song. You're going to like it a lot. What is You Want Fox's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/YouWantFox.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and Internet 4, and this is Throw Down Your Weapons. We'll be right back.
disappear, find a life in your back.
Knob cramp.
Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Party UK and their latest download single, which is out, actually not out yet. I don't think it's out until the first week of October, called Catwoman.
Right.
And they're getting a bit more rock and roll with every release, Tony.
Excellent.
Really like it. Really like them. And hello to Trev, the Dark Lord.
Hey, Trev.
They are one of two bands in a row from Nottingham there.
Like it.
I like it a lot. What's their website?
deathpartuk.com.
It is. It's Tony Ford, Paul B, isn't it, Ford? This is really going up and down this week, isn't it?
Blimey.
Blimey indeed. Have you got a twat?
No.
You cock jockey.
Yeah, I do need your twats. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Do email your twats. It's been 2 weeks in a row now. Hasn't
hey,
it? Yes, it has.
We could threaten them here.
What with?
My poetry.
Ooh.
Good. If we don't get a twat next week, there'll be a poem at the start and a poem at the end of the show as well.
Ooh, bookending.
Yeah. So, in fact, to prove that, I could do another poem for you now, in fact.
Oh, go on then.
If you'd like to.
Yeah.
All right. So this, again, I'm taking it again from Paul's Poetry Greatest Hits, Volume 3. This is in lieu of a twat. You are going to get poems until you start replying to us when we ask questions, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This one, I think this one sums up. So this would have been, you know, I'm telling you, I'd have been 17 or 18, I think, when this came out. I might even have put the year on the back of it. Did I put the year on? No, I don't think I did, sadly. That's a shame. But yeah, I reckon, judging by the stuff in here, it was probably about 18 or 19 years old. And this one's called Put More Lead in Petrol.
Ooh.
Yeah. Put more lead in petrol. Eat the fat bits off sheep. Build lots and lots of power stations. Chop down loads of trees. Don't do any exercise. Drink pints and pints of beer. Smoke hundreds of fags from turkey. And if you're in a wood, chase the deer. There you go. There you go. I've got 500 more of those.
Oh, we're good then.
Yeah. But I don't really be wanting to be reading out my own teenage poetry every week on here.
No?
It could get a bit emo.
Right. Ooh.
It could. Because you could end up effectively hearing about what I used to write in my diary.
Kitten blood.
Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard.
Kitten blood. Right, we're going to play one. Do you want to say anything else about twats?
No, that's it, really.
There are a lot in the world.
There really are.
We haven't even mentioned Hillary falling over.
Poor Hillary. Yes.
It's looking more and more Donald, though, isn't it?
Cameron quitting again as well. There's so much happened today.
I know, but I think it's because we're all just so happy about it, we can't want to bring it up. Last track this week, time.
Okay.
From the new album Piffle, this is The Mobs, and we're loving The Mobs. We played them a fortnight ago. I did say the likelihood is that we're going to be on a Mobs 1 week, Wonky Unit the next for the foreseeable future, because Wonky Unit got a new album out, coincided with The Mobs bringing out a new album. The Mobs one is out on Dirty Water Records. Of course it's brilliant. Of course I'm playing loads of stuff off it. It's The Mobs, Tony.
Excellent.
The last album, Garage Punk for Boys, was one of the best albums of that year. This one, I will say, has got a few less laughs in it than Garage Punk for Boys.
Okay.
It's a bit more grown up, this album. But this is the last track on it, and this track could easily have been on Garage Punk for Boys. So it's all good. It's all brilliant. Make sure you get hold of it. Best way to do that, go via the Mobs website, Tony, which is?
TheMobs.co.uk?
It is. Oh. It's Tony 5, Paul Lee and Internet 4. A fabulous victory from 4-2 down. Well done, you. And this is Grub Before Punch.
Rolling down the minutes on a Friday night lash.
that's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Tony, I hope you've had a good time.
Always, thank you very much.
Maybe you could remind people of the internet stations that carry the show.
We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com, we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
Three great internet stations that we are very proud to be associated with. Tony, we also haven't had time to talk about you watering your lawn, or me needing to sort out my backyard.
Yes, exciting times.
We could have had a Youth and Friends image show this week.
Watching it with man milk, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hope you have a good time with Frau Steph's mother.
Thank you very much. And hope you have a good gig this week.
Tony, do you call her Mutti?
No. I think I should.
You should call Steph's mum Mutti, see if she laughs.
Okay.
I dare you. Mutti? I might call everyone I meet in Berlin next week Mutti.
Right, fair enough.
I'll see how that goes down. Auf Wiedersehen, Mutti. Guten Tag, Mutti. Yeah, that's what Berlin needs. It needs a 46-year-old bearded string bean walking around calling everyone mummy. That's what it needs. I hope to see some of you down at the Castle Pub on Thursday night. Have a great week, whatever you're doing. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Budgie guns.